St. John's Episcopal Church on this blessed day.
Those who walk, you're ready for a good sleep, so you all can nap during the sermon. You've got my permission. Because we are the curtain of the tartans, part of our liturgy today is taken from the Book of Common Prayer of the Church of Scotland. It was Scotland that gave the Episcopal Church our first bishop. And our first prayer book was based really on the Book of Common Prayer of Scotland. And so the first part of our service is from the Book of Common Prayer of Scotland. And everything you need for today's service is in the service booklet. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
The Maker of heaven and earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness.
Come into God's presence with singing.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
And his courts with praise.
Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We say it again, we confess that the law of God is most just, equal, holy, and perfect, commanding those things which, when perfectly done, can give life. But our nature is so corrupt, weak, and imperfect that we are never able perfectly to fulfill the works of the law. Even after we are reborn, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth of God is not in us. It's therefore essential for us to lay hold on Jesus Christ. Let us either sit or kneel to humbly confess our sins to Almighty God. O Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Spare thou those who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises, declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord.
And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake,
that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name.
Amen.
The almighty and merciful Lord grant you absolution and remission of all your sins, true repentance, amendment of life, and the grace and consolation of his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Do you all please stand? O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia.
Please be seated.
The first reading is from the third chapter of Malachi. Your words have been stout against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the good of our keeping his charge or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? Henceforth, we deem the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but when they put God to the test, they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord heeded and heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and thought on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, my special possession on the day when I act. And I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. For behold, the day comes, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the land with a curse. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's all stand and say together Psalm 98. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing.
Sing to the Lord with a harp. With a harp and the voice of song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout with joy before the King, the Lord. Let the sea make a noise and all that is in it, the lands and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord, when he comes to judge the earth. In righteousness shall he judge the world, and the peoples with equity.
Please be seated. The second reading is from the third chapter of 2 Thessalonians. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is living in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you. We did not eat anyone's bread without paying, but with toil and labor we worked night and day, that we might not burden any of you. It was not because we have not that right, but to give you in our conduct an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command: if anyone will not work, let him not eat. For we hear that some of you are living in idleness, mere busybodies, not doing any work. Now, such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work in quietness and to earn their own living. Brethren, do not be weary in well-doing. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Of your head
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. My name is Alan Sutherland, and I've always been a Sutherland. My ancestors were of Highland nature. The only Scottish regiment is called the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders. And I think there's a reason for that, because my ancestors in the good old days were the ones that did a lot of looting, pillaging, and always up for a good raid on their neighbouring clans. Our shield and our coat of arms has a black cat baring its teeth and its claws. And our motto is sans fear, which is Latin for without fear. Now, I've always been familiar with the Sutherland tartan, but my introduction to this wonderful garment called the kilt happened about 15 years ago. And I was in Edinburgh leading a tour to the British Isles. Our last night was spent at a hotel in Edinburgh, and we were going to have a Scottish feast. So the bus driver and I decided that we were going to rent us a kilt with full evening dress. So we went down to the rental store, and unfortunately, they didn't have a Sutherland kilt. So I wore the royal kilt. Me and Prince Charles like that. So that night I was introduced to the kilt. The next acquaintance I had with the kilt was in my last parish, and that's where I got to know Will Young, because Will would come over and play the pipe for our Irish stew. Well, I was the MC, and I was responsible for keeping all this entertainment going, so I decided to wear a kilt. So the first year I was MC, the band loaned me a kilt, and it was a Stuart tartan. We Sutherlands may be without fear, but we have no pride. The second year I was MC, I hired a kilt from a costume store in Lexington, and it was the only one they had left, okay, being round St. Patrick's Day. And to be honest, it really wasn't a kilt, it was a skirt. We Sutherlands may be without fear, but we're also without fashion sense. So I thought, you know, this is going to be an ongoing deal. So the third year, I decided to buy myself a kilt. And here I am, I've got my kilt. So I went to Shelbyville to a shop called the Scotland Yard. And I went there and I said, I want a Sutherland kilt. And she said, great. What type of Sutherland tartan would you like? I said, well, what have you got? She said, well, there's a Sutherland modern, and there's a Sutherland ancient, there's a Sutherland old, and there's a Sutherland battle. I guess we never got over the looting and pillaging thing, you know, so. So I chose the kilt called the Sutherland ancient, and now I wear with pride my Sutherland tartan. Now, the tartan tells to those who know tartans what clan I belong to, what family I belong to. And this year, for those of you with a close eye, will notice that most of the band are wearing similar kilts, because this year, that is now the Kentucky tartan. Is that right, guys? And they're wearing the Kentucky tartan, okay, approved by the legislature as the official tartan of Kentucky. Okay, so look at it carefully, because next year it'll be on one of our banners, okay? Not one of their kilts, okay? We'll get the new material, I promise that, gal, okay? So, but the tartan tells other folks what clan you belong to, what family you belong to. It's a link to your ancestors, and it brings with it a deep sense of thankfulness for family. Not just the looting and pillaging bit, okay, but all the other good stuff. All of us have gathered here today for this kirking to look back and to give thanks, to remember days gone by and to celebrate, to gather and rejoice, to gather and reflect, to remember ages that seemed golden, heroic, maybe somewhat romantic, and definitely adventurous, including the looting and the pillaging. But you know something, when we gather, we cannot gather and simply look back. Because when we look back, we only see what we've accomplished. We see what's gone before us, what's already been done. You know, when you turn your back to the sun, you only see the shadow of what lies behind. You do not see the possibilities of what lies ahead. The word kirk means church. And today we gather for the churching of the tartans. And we each wear our tartan with pride. And we identify with our clan and our family. And we're going to stand up and do that a bit later in this service. We identify with our land and our former kingdoms. But today we're asked to go beyond our clan, beyond our families, beyond our lands, and beyond our kingdoms, our former kingdoms. Because today, as we church these tartans, we are asked to be partakers. No, not partakers, but children of another kingdom. It's a kingdom that has no borders. Kingdom that has no boundaries. Kingdom that's got no exclusions. Kingdom that has no tartan, except the tartan of love. We are children of the kingdom of God. We're getting ready for Christmas. And what God did at Christmas, at the birth of Christ, was to usher into the world the new kingdom of which we are all citizens. When Christ died on the cross, what God did in Jesus was to draw all people, reconcile all people back to God and his new kingdom. And when God raised Jesus from the dead and sent the gift of the Holy Spirit, God was saying to his people, now is the time to build my kingdom. And God said of his kingdom, it's going to be a kingdom that's not built on the power of people. It's not a kingdom that's going to be built by guilt or by burdening rules and regulations. It's a kingdom that's not going to be built on the power of fear. It's going to be a kingdom that's built on the power of love. God said, in my kingdom, because of love, those who've been made to feel unacceptable will be accepted. God said, in my kingdom, because of love, That which you thought was unforgivable is now forgiven. And God said, in my kingdom, that which in you is deeply wounded, or even that in you which is broken, will now be healed. And God said, in my kingdom, because of love, death is no more to be feared as an end, but to be welcomed as the new beginning. In my kingdom, because of love, all people are now called my children, all people. So today we gather and we look back. We give grateful thanks for all our heritages. But let's remember that today is our time in history. Today, we've all been called to be children of God. We wear our tartans with pride. And as we kirk our tartans, let's remember that the tartan that every single one of us shares is none other than the tartan of love, the tartan of God, the tartan of a new kingdom that God has called us to make visible with our families he's placed us in, with the clans he's placed us in, the communities he's called us to work and to live in, with all people who our lives touch. This ancient tartan of Sutherland tells the world I'm a Sutherland, but the tartan of how I love tells the world I am a child of God. That's the tartan of our hearts, the tartan of our lives, the tartan of love. Amen.
Amen.
Let's now stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed on page 5. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived of the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
We now come to the kirking of the tartans. Amazing Grace, the congregation will join in on the third stanza. The band will play the first two verses, then we'll join in with verse 1 on the third time round.
Thank you.
seated.
Abercrombie, Anderson, Armstrong, Baird, Barclay, Bell, Blair, Brody, Brone, Brown, Bruce, Buchanan, Burns, Cameron, Campbell, Carmichael, Chisholm, Clark, Cochran, Craig, Crawford, Cunningham, Davidson, Dewar, Douglas, Drummond.